I was stopped by a very wise young little boy at the back. Father, why is your dress colored in a lady's color? I didn't know that these are ladies' colors. Every Sunday we used to wear purple, the dark purple, but it's almost pink, but it's rose. It is because this Sunday, the third Sunday of Advent, always been called Gaudete, means rejoicing. And it is being meant that it is the first rays of that rejoicing day that we are awaiting for. So as we celebrate this liturgy, let us, with rejoicing, asking God that in and through the Spirit of the Trinity, may they be one with us and we with them by signing that cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And with that, may I say good morning to you, all my brothers and sisters. That's rejoicing response. Thank you for that. As we celebrate this liturgy, let us open up our hearts, ready and awaiting to hear what God will let us know as His message for us today. So as to prepare ourselves, let us first of all ask God's mercy, so that in and through our true hearts of repentfulness, may the mercifulness of God be with each and every one of us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When John the Baptist heard in prison of the works of the Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus with this question: Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? Jesus said to them in reply, Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me. As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in royal palaces. Then why did you go out? To see the prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, and he will prepare your way before you. Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Last week, I was celebrating Mass here, and during my homily, there was a children at the back crying loud. So what I did was, when she cried aloud, I raised my voice up. And when I raised my voice up, the child also raised her voice up. So I go a little bit higher than her. It was four times that she did it, and I raised, and I even, about the fourth time, I didn't hear her voice again. So I won that last week. I hope that will not happen today again. Then will the eyes of the blind will open. The ears of the deaf surely will be cleared. Then will the lame who cannot walk will jump up rejoicing, and the tongue of those of the mute will open up, thanking God and praising God continuously. Blind, deaf, lame, and mute are the four words that combine the three readings that we have heard of today. These are the words that Isaiah the prophet, David the psalmist, and even Matthew the evangelist help us to describe life without God, almost to lifeless. And all of these words imply being cut off in some way or another, longing for connection or communication which is unavailable. These four words identify those whom Jesus enact what miracles are. These four words enable this day being called Gaudete, which means rejoicing when Jesus let them know what a miracle is, when he heals them and cures them all. Just think of who we are. If we are blind, if I am blind, if I could not see, surely I would not see and admire the beauty of this world. I may not know where I am in relation to the world, and especially to my brothers and sisters. I may not be able to share a sight, a vision with someone else, especially those whom they want to see who we are, and those whom I want to see who he or she is. Light never touched me through my senses. I may be close to my own self and my own perception, unable to acknowledge the presence of my brothers and sisters who are always around me. All of this I cannot do because I am blind. Deaf. If I could not hear, my world may be silenced and my thoughts will never be known to others. Why? Because I cannot hear anything. And because of that reason I could not hear anything, I don't know what you said about me. I didn't hear any word from you or what your desires are. Even to God sometimes I could not hear anything. I may not be able to receive the message that someone wants to give to me, either good or bad. Why? Because I am deaf. Being alone, if I could not move, I may not be able to walk with someone to observe his or her experience and to share the same experience with those who need our helping hand. I cannot come to help you. Why? Because I am lame. I will not be free, but rather captive and confined. I'm mute. If I could not speak, surely I cannot share my thoughts and feelings with you, my dear brothers and sisters. I may not participate in communion cheers and songs. I may feel as though no one acknowledges or values who I am. Why? Because I'm mute. No good word or bad word can come from my mouth. Why? Because I'm healed. Isaiah, David the psalmist, and Jesus himself say that with God, our world is defined by the presence of God. And I always say that in confessions. Whenever people let known to God in a through confession their sins and their problems, one of my advices is try to be aware of the ever presence of God wherever you are. Whatever you think of, whatever you try to see, whatever you try to say, be aware of the ever presence of God in your life, in our lives. Where there was a dryness, abundant life in and through our action can be exist. Where there was blindness, light and vision from who we are can be exist. Where there was deafness, it is the help of the Spirit and the wisdom that was given by God through the Spirit to each and every one of us. Understanding and relationship can be exist. Where there was paralyzed and captivity, this Sunday has been called Gaudete, dancing and leaping in freedom and rejoicing is our act to be let known to our brothers and sisters. Where there was no speech, the gift of the Spirit in and through singing and letting those good words from our mouth can be our song of rejoicing, as we call this Sunday Gaudete. I really like the second reading that was read for us from St. James. St. James in the second reading remind us of that joy which we are waiting for. The joy or the rejoicing feeling that we are expecting to be with us very soon. We are still in the midst or in the season of Advent. The season of waiting and preparing in joyful anticipation. That's who we are when we celebrate Advent. Waiting in anticipation. As I mentioned this, do I call it a lady's color or the rose vestment we wore today is a reminder of the first rays of dawn. In the meantime, before the sun is rising, we are called to make our hearts firm to walk with God through the desert and to work with God on the field that will be for sure bear good fruits. In the gospel again and again, Jesus, realizing that his message might not fit with John's expectation, added by Jesus to these remarks of John about the blessedness of the one who hears his word and does not lose trust in hearing those good words or the gospel of Jesus or the gospel of God from Jesus. We may find ourselves in this situation or in the situation of violence, suffering, and confused about life in our situation here. We may find ourselves in that situation, and we too will have expectation of how God will intervene or related or in relations with each and every one of us. And I do believe that some of us, our expectation of who God is far away from us, far beyond us, or even sometimes we can think maybe God never exists. And that is completely different with what Jesus is trying to let known to each and every one of us. Jesus himself knew that humility is one way of defeating the kingdom of evil in this world. And that's why Jesus thought that the only humble power of God's love can crush or defeat the reign of evil and bring about a new kingdom of justice and peace to be with each and every one of us here in this world. Our duty, our responsibility to act that love out. Love must be actualized itself in defending and promoting the God-given rights of every human being here on earth. The fundamental right to live and the right to participate with dignity in the life of a community, the life of a family, the life of who we are in this parish of St. John the Baptist de la Salle. Love, which seems most weak, most impractical, most foolish in the face of evil, is the only force that can change our human hearts. Only if we are able, like John, able like Jesus, enable ourselves, like John, to be freed of our own expectation, will we be able to welcome the coming of the Lord in his way of love, justice, and peace. We will be also like John in preparing the way for the Lord, because he himself let known to others who asked him, "Are you the one or the one? Come after you is mightier." John let known to them by saying, "I am not worthy to untie his shoes," which means with humility, with humbleness of heart, John let known to them that that's the spirit of how we can accept and receive to ourselves the one who comes after me is more and much mightier than who I am. So with John and Jesus today, and with the psalmist and the prophet Isaiah, let us again act out what God's will for each and every one of us. And let us continue to pray for the message of today, so that we can enable ourselves to see and open the eyes of those who are blind, even our own eyes. In and through our prayers, enable ourselves to let the ears of the deaf open, even our own ears. It is in and through our own prayers, enable ourselves to let those who cannot walk, the lame stand and jump up rejoicing. And again, it is in and through our own prayers, your prayers done with faith, enable the mute to speak loud and to sing the praise of God and glorify God forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. We implore your mercy, Lord, that in this divine sustenance may cleanse us of our faults and prepare us for the coming feast through Christ our Lord. Amen. Can we give a very big hand of applause for the choir? Thank you very much. And also thanks to all the different ministries who serve you in our, especially the ashes. I always forget you every Sunday. Thank you very much. And in a very special way, since we are celebrating the 9 and also always 9 is the media, thanks to all those who are working for making my face, even though I'm ugly, but you make me so beautiful and nice and handsome too on the TV. Thank you very much, and may God continue to bless each and every one of you, different ministries. And for all those who spare your time to be with us in this liturgy, may the good Lord continue to be with each and every one of you. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Mass members, go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.